Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enlighten the Mind, a weekly talk show that deals with issues and topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. Hi, I'm Stacey Royale, and this week we're gonna try something a little different right here, because the whole tone and mood of America has changed. And I want to ask you all, not just my panel, but the listeners out there, this question here. Is racism going to be the end of America? And again, I say that not to be political or to go on and say, hey, I hate this race of people, I hate that race of people, or blah, blah, blah. No, I think this is a serious issue that we should really get into and address right now. I mean, look at how the world, look at where we're headed, definitely in America. Everything now is about race. You can't do nothing on this earth or say anything on this earth without race having an effect or issue on it. And to discuss this, I'm going to bring in my panel led by Chris Gemini, Brother Hafe, and Terry Gillis, a.k.a. Mother Teresa. Before we get into that, guys, I want to do something a little differently. I want to get into a segment that we're going to call What Were They Thinking? And in this segment, we're just going to take random articles from real people, and we're going to get into the dumb things that they do. And I'm telling y'all, everything that I'm about to report to you guys is real. I want you guys to listen to it. You guys to look up these articles and see for yourself. But this is how we're living in America. So I want to get into this first topic. I want to get into this topic first. And the first one I want to get into is called A Florida Man Is Arrested After Living in a Luxurious Suite in a Pro Soccer Stadium. Trust me. The article says, August 13, 2020, a homeless man in St. Petersburg, Florida, was arrested last Sunday after he was discovered using a luxury suite at Al Lang Stadium, according to the Tampa Bay Rose Tribune. A cleaning crew reportedly realized something was amiss when they discovered razors, blankets, and shaving cream containers in the suite. A subsequent surveillance video revealed that Daniel Albert Najay, a 39-year-old homeless man, entered the food and merchandise store at the stadium, which is primarily used by the Tampa Bay Rowdies of the USLC. Footage showed him lounging around, eating what he wanted, and living in the stadium. According to the arrest report, Najay had reportedly taken about $1,100 worth of clothing and consumed $250 worth of drinks. Najay reportedly faces charges of burglary and of resisting officers without violence. I want to bring my panel in. I want to start with you, Chris. What is your thoughts on this article about a homeless man is caught living in the luxury stadium of a Florida pro soccer event? Go ahead, Gemini. What's your thoughts on this? Let's bring in Gemini. Gemini, are you there? We couldn't hear you live. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Yeah, I actually skipped over that article. I saw it earlier because I'm not actually surprised by it. I'm not new to that situation. I had an uncle who has a home on the south side of Jacksonville, and they literally had to go to court and go through a lot of different red tape and paperwork in order to kick a group of people out who had taken over their home, who wasn't supposed to be in the home. They have a term for that. If anybody knows that term, let me know a name that they call these people that take over squatters. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's supposedly the new hot thing now, I guess. You know, and you have to, if they've been in there for a while, like I don't know what the timeline is, you have to go through legal means to kick them out.
BS. Let me bring in the Black Cafe, not the Brother Cafe. We're gonna bring in the Black Cafe. I mean, he's about, you know what, like, ladies and gentlemen, you know what, this dude right here is all about the topic. But we're gonna get into that in the next segment. But I want to bring in Black Cafe, and I want to ask him this: what is your thoughts about this here homeless guy living in the luxury suite of the stadium?
Man, kudos to that homeless brother for doing it big. He say, damn a cardboard box, damn crawling up under a hut or putting together some pallets, some boards, some styrofoam, or going to sleep some trailer that's being built. He said, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go big. And he damn sure went big. I'm going to go to the stadium. My house, I'm going to live in a big dog house. If I'm going to live bad, at least I'm going to go out swinging. So kudos to him for being clever and being tactical and having a strategy, you know, a strategy behind his little plan. So, yeah, I respect that.
Mm-hmm. Mother Teresa, let me say, exactly. You know what? See, y'all going to make us agree. Look, everything that you guys are saying is going to make me and her agree, but I'm going to let her say this. What's your thoughts on this right here? I want to hear this. I want to hear this. I make my opinion.
I want to know, what would you say if you went to go crawl in bed and you found that homeless man in your bed? What then would you say?
I'd be like, kudos. Kudos. You got to go, kudos.
No. You look critical. Kudos.
That's funny. But, wow, yeah, I could kind of see that, you know, it's good to have dreams and goals and, you know, kind of like when you go and try a new car out and you want to go, you know, get a new car or new clothes or something. But, you know, to go shack up in somebody's house, that's pretty bold. And, yeah, but
no,
much better than a cardboard box. I do have to agree with you on that.
but here's the problem.
Unbelievable.
Here's the problem with America. Here's the problem with America, and here's the problem with all stupidity. And I know, I'm going to let you guys have y'all opinions. I'm going to let you guys do this thing. I promise y'all the equal opportunity, whatever. But I just have to say this. First of all, that's the stupidest. I mean, how can you even applaud that? Cafe, how can you even sit here? And I know you're joking about it, but, okay, first of all, that took no brains, no genius, no thought. The thought of the matter wouldn't be not to just go sit in here and I'm going to use my brain to go live in a stadium. How about you use your brain to get your own house? Or don't be a homeless man. Use your brain to do something productive and positive. You get no kudos from that from me. Anybody that – look, clean yourself up. I'm going to give you another shot. Go ahead.
That's beyond
feeling. I'm going to give you another shot to clean this up. So I'm going to ask you again. Black Cafe, what is your thought on this homeless guy sleeping in this stadium? Give you one more shot.
Hey, I wonder how many times he said to himself, damn, this nice boy. But this shit ain't going to
matter. You know what, man? Forget this.
Hey,
okay, whatever.
Hey, I like his cleverness. Yeah, now, you got to think about this, Stacey Royale.
What's so clever?
Most homeless people, once they incorporate drugs and alcohol into the equation, they're pretty much going to be stuck as homeless, unfortunately. Once, you know, it's going to be hard to get out your own coffin once you stuck nails in your own coffin. So he figures, hey, I'm not going to get my own home. I don't have the ability, the skills, the talents, the resources. I'm a junkie, a drug addict, an alcoholic. So I might as well make the best of what it is. It is what it is. What's up? I'm going to go big. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go big. So, again, two kudos for that good thing.
You know what I would mostly be concerned about?
God bless America.
What's that?
Go ahead, Roya.
No, I was asking you, what is that? Because all I was going to say.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
Okay. What I would be mostly concerned about is that not that he needed a place to stay. You know, if it was my place, here's what I would be concerned about is sanitizing the whole place, considering where he's come from, what he might have brought in with him, diseases, viruses, bacteria, you know what I mean? But I can sympathize for some people who are in living in that situation. I would be a little pissed. Yes. Will I feel like I'm the victim here? Yes. However, my concern would be, hey, yeah, man. I mean, what can you do? What can you do, man?
Okay.
You might. I mean, you almost have as many homeless people as you do people with homes, and some people
right.
with homes are becoming homeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you saying you're gonna do, man? What are you gonna do?
There are no real victims in this case. Look at it from a moral standpoint. Yeah, we know what he should and could have, would have, do and all that, this and that. We're painting a fantasy picture, but let's look at reality. There are no victims. He's not beating nobody up, robbing nobody, or killing nobody.
What do you mean he's not robbing anybody?
Wait a minute. That is a great point. That's a great point, Mother Teresa. But black have faith.
Totally robbing them.
I'm looking at it. Wait a minute,
using their electricity, their water, probably eating their food. He's God knows what he's using.
But let's look at it. Let's look at it deeper. Y'all so worried about the homeless man temporarily living in this home for shelter, but nobody brings up the point that, well, wait a minute, all of America was taken long ago the same way.
Good point, Chris. But, Chris, if we can glorify Peter Pan, we can glorify that person. He didn't do nothing wrong, man.
Boy, you almost lost me, Jeff. I had to think hard on that one.
Find the cash out.
Espo, what you been huffing on?
Man, I better talk to Royale. Royale, the only one being serious. Royale, what do you say about America was taken the same way, and nobody complained about that. Nobody tried to fight back to take to keep America. So one homeless guy is ruffling your feathers.
Think about it, okay? And that's a good point. We'll address that point as well. But I do want to say this first. I want to definitely have to straighten out Hefe on this one, on this first and foremost. First of all, you making it sound like all homeless people are drugged up dope addicts with no talent. Now, this bum here, and I'm sorry to say it, this bum here, when you sit here and say it was creative, there's nothing creative about going in somebody else's stuff and shacking up. I mean, I'm totally flabbergasted about you even saying that. There is nothing creative. If you want to be creative, show me how you cannot be homeless. Show me how to go from homeless or rags to riches. Don't sit here. That's stealing.
Exactly.
That's stealing. That should be locked up forever. That is called stealing. Now, to address your point, Gemini, you saying, well, America was stolen first, whatever. But that was so long ago that it's no longer stealing. I mean, look at the rules they have for squatting. I mean, you brought it up and said that your family had to go to long battles of court to stop someone from squatting. Apparently, that's in America's DNA. So the whole issue, the whole point of this matter here is, if you really want to have something to say about that, then you should say, why did they go immediately take this guy out? Why didn't they go to court and do these squatting laws and get him out? The police just came right into this here stadium and got this guy out. But I will say this.
It's not an actual house. In other words, it's a suite
it's
in the stadium, right?
Did you see the article? It is a stadium. It is a sports.
So would squatters laws even, you know, apply to this situation?
It's owned by somebody else. I would take it that it's owned by somebody else, just like a house. It's the house of that team, so somebody owns it. Yeah, to me, it's stealing. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, I got a good point.
You guys are going to change my mind on it. It is stealing.
I got a good point on that, Stacey. In defense of that poor gentleman, that good poor gentleman, that good brother,
this
we love it.
Poor gentleman, this is a bum.
Anyway.
Okay,
well, listen to this. Now, first of all homeless people are not on drugs and alcohol. Some are, many are, not all. But in his defense, let's say he is on drugs and alcohol. Let's say he has been locked up a number of times. So he might be familiar with living behind concrete and steel bars and all that kind of stuff, right? Concrete barriers. So maybe he thought he was turning himself in. He thought he was turning himself into the local jailhouse.
Okay, right,
just
on.
That
okay,
with concrete.
Now,
he turned himself in to a jailhouse without a roof.
Moving on. I want to bring to and the next week, guys, we're gonna have another article called Black Cafe. What were you thinking? He's gonna be on this next week. I want to move on, guys. So check this out. This is another article, and you guys can look these up, man. We're definitely gonna start putting them on our show page as well. But you guys can check these out and follow along with us. But this one here was the big one here. It says, a pastor of murder been arrested on drug charges. You heard it correctly. A pastor accused of murder is arrested on drug charges. An Alabama pastor already accused of murder. I'm going to say that one more time, y'all. An Alabama pastor already accused of murder now faces new drug charges. Dotham authorities say Kenneth C. Glasgow was arrested during a traffic stop Tuesday after officers recovered crack cocaine from his car, according to the Dotham Police Department news release. The incident marks the second time this year that Glasgow, the half brother of Reverend Al Sharpton, I can't make this up, has been arrested for a drug related crime. One of our patrol officers attempted to stop the vehicle driving Mr. Glasgow, and it failed to yield immediately. A search of the pastor's car turned up crack cocaine and a digital scale. Police said Glasgow was charged with unlawful possession of a controlled substance, and his bond was set at $1,000. Mind you, he is already going through trial for murder. Now, this is the case of a pastor reading the Ten Commandments but not following them at all, because he definitely skipped over when it says thou shalt not kill or murder. My question to the panel is, you know, again, what is your thoughts on this hypocrisy, pastor? But how can these fools, and I don't want to get into that. I just don't want to get into it. I'm just going to leave it at this. Who's the fool? The fool or the fool that follows the fool? What are your thoughts on a pastor being arrested for murder and drug charges? Let me start with you, Black Cafe, and then we'll go up the line. Go ahead.
I've been saying for years, and y'all can verify this, that we are so messed up. And I said this last week on the show. This country needs a full rebooted occurrence, a full delete and restart. And I'm glad you brought that example up. We got a pastor who's a murderer and a dope man. Dope man, you know, eight balls and all this stuff, and kilos and traps and plugs. Come on, man, a pastor. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me add to that pastor scenario along with that. And since we was in Florida earlier, we got a gentleman who worked for the Homeland Security Department in the Citizens and Immigration Department. His name is Lee Jeffers. He's a white gentleman in his 50s or 60s who approached a 15-year-old girl for riding a golf cart in the neighborhood and told them they don't belong here, and how 15-year-olds can marry in Alabama and Mississippi. And also we got a black sheriff here in Florida, in Clay County, who just got arrested for his mess. So we got police, pastors, and Homeland Security workers all in this sickening, satanic, corrupt, foul, racist mess. So I'm glad to see this happening, to wake people up, the people who are following pastors who are no better than the dope men who are killers. Like, I'm glad you said it that way. Who's the bigger fool, the pastor or the sheep following the fool? The bigger fools are the sheep. Those are the bigger fools.
Right.
But if we have fools who follow fools, they want to stay stupid, then that proves my point. If we have a country of too many people that want to stay dumb and stupid, then we need to have a full revamp occurrence in this society.
Ding, ding, get that man first prize. Let me bring you in, Gemini. What's your thoughts on this?
I believe that's why you're living in the land of the lost, because look at where your leaders are. They're in the trap, smoking up, doping up. The same as Black Hafe said. I support him 100%. You're wondering why we people are taking each other out, shooting one another, shooting their own brothers and sisters. And I mean, you're never going to have a problem out of the KKK. Your leaders, your pastors are selling dope, like you said. Honestly, what do you expect out of someone that's actually teaching the wrong messages that were given to them, a crooked message that was given, passed down to them by their masters? Okay, they're leading their own people into a burning house. Same thing Malcolm X said, and then Dr. Martin Luther King said it before he passed away. Leading their people into a burning house. It's not going to get any better. So I mean, I can't respect a spiritual leader or a religious leader who can't even set an example by his own actions. They're hypocrites. Okay, and they should be removed totally out of the way of being your leaders and your ministers. Yeah, what's up, Black Hefe?
So you agree with me that most of our anger should be directed towards the people, not the leaders. Because remember, the real power lies with the people. But if the people want to stay stupid, stay stuck on being blind and stupid, then that's the problem. I'm not mad at the devil or a few devil's angels being and doing what they're supposed to do. I'm mad at the people who allow them to exist, function, and thrive.
That's funny you asked me that, because your question actually reminds me of what a KKK spokesman said, and that was, it's funny, a Negro calling a Negro a Negro. If you're part of the sheep, how can you call another sheep lost and be mad at the other sheep for being sheep?
Exactly.
Let me bring in Mother Teresa here. What's your thoughts on this here about this pastor and what you've been hearing here? I want to hear from Mother Teresa. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on this?
First of all, I believe that anybody that is in power or in a position where they're looked up to by the people, such as pastors and teachers and, supposed to be government officials and things of that nature, they should all be double penalized when they do something wrong. They should be shown example of what the penalties are. They shouldn't be allowed to continue on. They shouldn't be allowed to still be called a pastor. He has disgraced the name of being a pastor. And he needs to be rehabilitated. And then I don't even know if he should even be considered for going to heaven.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
That's just wrong.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Hold on now. It's not his fault. If he goes and tells you, hey, I got some land over here, I want you to buy such and such, and you go buy it, again, who's the fool? Him? He's not forcing you to follow him. You the fool. So you want to penalize him for you being stupid? I mean, look, it's written all over the place. If you see a fool, you use a fool. That's how they always say in the street. If you see a fool, use a fool. Now you want to blame him? I mean, heck.
Well, who knows? Maybe he was burning crack up in the church, getting them all hooked on it there. I don't know. I don't know the whole story, but you know, he should not be.
The Bible, and they was already on drugs. Go ahead.
No.
I mean, they're using the church as a front. That's all it is, man.
Okay. He should be hung.
Wow.
Oh, okay, what kind of hanging are we talking about here? Like noose hanging?
I support Jared.
No, but he should go to trial and see. Go through the trial process. I mean, I don't know all of the circumstances, but when somebody's in that type of position and people are supposed to look up to him, and he's turning around and he's doing this to people and ruining people's lives to better himself.
In the name of God.
But it's funny. Okay, so you want to hang this man, but it's funny how you support this dumbass Trump that's in the White House who
does just what he does, except for he's not saying Jesus' name. I see this a double-edged sword. If you really want to go that route.
First of all, I don't really support any political people.
Really? Okay. Define really.
I really don't.
It means a little bit, or maybe don't. A little bit,
y'all,
or whatever.
Y'all know what should be doing that? Y'all know what should be doing with that pastor? That pastor should be put on that same island, tissue, and law enforcement. And he's talking about they kill each other.
The naughty island.
Okay. We are back. We are back on this island.
Okay.
Yeah, no. And we gonna shut down this
reality.
Island this week. I promise that. We gonna shut down this island this week. Let me go to our last article, guys, and then we're gonna take a break. But this one here, I saved the best for last, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys can look these up. I'm telling you guys, check this out. So, a man's obituary mentions that he was a dumbass for drinking and driving. This is a real article. Type it in, look it up. It says, the obituary of Cody James Holland, who died on August 8th at the age of 25 due to a drunk driving accident, already reads a bit more unconventional than many other obituaries. Due to the beginning that his family and loved ones put on there, don't be a dumbass and drive drunk. As apparently his family's message has gone viral, Holland's aunt, Tricia Gutterson, took to Facebook to talk a little bit more about the thought process behind the obituary. If this obituary stops one person, one friend, one family member, one stranger from drinking and driving behind the wheel of a vehicle, then let this go viral, as his family did not give him the traditional well wishes as others done in their obituaries. They basically said, good the hell with you. You got what you deserve. I want to bring this up to you guys. First of all, was his family right to put that on his obituary? And second, do you agree with the message? Let me go with you, Chris. What are your thoughts on this one?
Wow, that's family for you. Listen, hey, what do you need friends for when you have a family like that, man? Listen, so this family, I like their slate is totally clean, huh? No dirt on their hands, no blood on their hands. They never messed up in life. Now, I understand they've probably been fighting with this. They've been struggling with this person's addiction probably for a very long time. They all were probably tired of it. He probably done cursed every member of the family out over small, minute things. He's probably at some point stolen from family due to his alcohol, you know. But is that the way to be when someone goes out, you know, and they're deceased? I mean, you're not going to give. So giving the dead your blessings is now totally out. That's been worn out, right?
That's your thought. Okay, let me go to you, Hefe. What are your thoughts on this right here? Because I really want to know. And I'm gonna give you guys my. I hear all of you guys comment. What's your thought, Hefe?
Kudos to her, that family too, God dog it. I'm gonna tell you why. I agree because it's not the family's fault that they reached that level of disgust with him. It is his fault for, like Chris said, his ongoing disrespect, whatever else kind of toxic mess he forced that family to deal with. That is the epitome of we are tired of you to the utmost. So even on your death, on your way out, it's bon voyage, kumbaya, hasta la vista, whatever.
That's not cool, Black Hefe. I mean, yeah.
It's not cool. It's not cool, but I understand the level of frustration.
Black Hefe. We're Black Hefe. And Royale, we can all say this. Where we once upon a time came up at, we had many alcoholics stooping around and falling around. You know, come on, y'all.
Yeah, but are they threatening, disrespectful, all that heinous stuff they doing to the family? That's what we don't know what he did to that family. Obviously, that family felt like they were ongoing victims for years to come. and they are fed up with it, and they're probably glad he's gone. It's his fault they feel that way, not their fault.
Let me bring in Mother Teresa. Let me hear your thoughts. And, guys, I'm going to give you guys my thoughts after we hear from Mother Teresa. What's your thoughts on this situation and this topic? You being a mother and all. Go ahead. Let me hear your thoughts.
You know, I don't really know a lot about the article. I kind of couldn't quite hear some of what you were saying. But, you know, anybody that's, you know, with children needs to be mindful of the impression that they're putting on them. So I couldn't quite hear all of what you were saying.
Okay.
But.
Okay. So basically, let me give y'all my thoughts on this here then, okay? And I understand that. Okay, so here's my thoughts on that. I think the family is absolutely 100% right. There are two types of people that I really, really, really hate. I hate the people that, and I hate these people probably the most, next to people that really go after with the intent to harm children, like little children. I hate them. And I also hate people who get behind the wheel of a car after they have drunk too damn much. I do, because that is a crime you don't have to commit. Who the hell is just that stupid to go get buck drunk and then drive a car? I hate that. I hate that more than anything else. The hell with this bum. I think his family was right, because the bottom line is this. Stupid, you didn't have to do it. And not only that, I'm glad you died. I'm glad he died. Yes, I'm glad he died. And so, because that's one less innocent person who's out on the streets that's just minding their goddamn business that couldn't be killed by a fool. You shouldn't be on the streets driving. And I'm going to tell y'all this. Anybody that's in a restaurant or a bar that serves a person alcohol, if they go kill somebody, then they should be held accountable as well. Mm-hmm. That is the worst crime you can do, because it's something you don't have to do. You don't have to drive drunk. You don't have to do that. You deserve to be killed. You deserve to die.
Are you saying saying after a limit? After a server has given them a limit of drink?
Hold on. What does drinking do? Time out. What does drinking do? Drinking impairs
it. It impairs you.
Puts you in a spot to where you should just relax.
You mentioned the bar.
I'm gonna go drive a car.
You mentioned they should blame the company, the bartender, right?
Because the bottom line, at the end of the day, you shouldn't serve no. Okay, first of all, alcoholic should be something that you're not done. A car is a dangerous vehicle. A car is not a toy. You need to be full cognizant when you get behind the wheels of a goddamn car. Okay. Time out. You don't drink to become more aware. You drink to kick back, relax, lay back, and get into a zone. You shouldn't be driving the goddamn car. You're not in your full capacity. If you're going to drink, take your ass home. Stay home.
Buy the
liquor. The liquor should be brought, and you should be drinking at your house. You should not sit and say, okay, well, I'm headed out now, y'all. I just left this bar. Let me go drive.
What is a good way to regulate the bars? Should we close bars, or someone should? How would you regulate it?
Common sense. This all goes down to money. You should not be serving alcohol at a goddamn bar like that. You should have to take your liquor in a closed container and drink it in the comfort of your home. First of all, you drink to relax. Why the hell are you driving a car afterwards? Sit your ass at your house. No, we should not have bars. Then, because here's the first thing y'all going to do. So now here's what y'all do. Oh, so now they got laws that say, well, if a man gives a woman a drink and she says he raped her, technically she wasn't in her sound mind to say no, so we're going to charge him with rape. Well, goddammit, I'm at a bar. I brought her a drink. So why did the man buy the girl a drink? So that she won't be in her full senses, so it'll be easy for me to sleep with her. But now you telling me that if that's what liquor does, I can serve you a goddamn drink and you can go drive a car when you're not in your full senses? Well, where's the hypocrisy in this? Where's the common sense in this? Hell no, you should not be sitting there serving goddamn alcohol, because everybody says, the one thing everybody says, we can't give alcohol to minors, we can't give alcohol to women. Why not? Well, it impairs their thought.
So it don't impair the driver's thoughts? You see what I'm saying? So for the end of the day, I don't care what you say. I don't care what nobody, not y'all. I'm talking about and the guests. And your calling number is 56-999-3553. You can call me with your drunk asses and try to explain yourselves, but you're still stupid. You should not be drinking liquor and then driving. The bar should not sell liquor. It should be closed containers, and you take it to your house where you are safe away from others. Because when you drink, you become dangerous to others. Just like you got to wear a face mask because corona is dangerous to others, so is drinking. Because you are not the one that's going to get killed. Guys, we're going to take a break. Unless y'all want to say something else.
When you're having dinner at a bar and grill, and you want to order a few margaritas on the side with your dinner. You think they should just take that stuff away?
Either or limit the amount of drinks you issue.
Well, I asked them that earlier. I said, well, should it be a limit?
Okay, first of all, if you're going to drink, then you damn sure have to have a designated driver. Or you got to call an Uber. And, okay, I tell y'all what, if you guys want to drink, because all y'all like, that's interesting, and I feel you, then if you want to drink, you don't drive. You have to take Uber, a cab, or the bus home.
Well, that is the best. Because that's the best solution. That's the best solution.
No, and here's
great,
thing.
Great.
How
great
come,
point.
Wait a minute. Right, and here's another thing. My thing has always been this. If you can get in trouble for doing it, then it's not right to do it. How come if drinking is so good in public and all this, how come it's a law that says you can't drink in public, whether it's on your porch or not, or, you know, if you have an open container and you're walking down the street, you can get arrested. Or if you have an open container in your car, you can get arrested. But I can do all this, but I can go to a bar and leave drunk?
I like your point, Stace, because hypothetically, say if I provide you with a gun and you go commit a crime, shoot, or kill someone with that gun, I'm going to be implicated once they find out that I provided you with the weapon you used. So same scenario.
Exactly.
If someone
you sort of took that point right out of my thought, because I was just thinking that a drunk driver is just like a bullet. It has no target.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was thinking the same thing with the car and everything. Is that's just as dangerous
exactly.
as a gun, pretty much.
Yep.
Exactly.
So only you can take out more than one person at a time. You can take out a whole family. You know that
we all agreed. Can we hug?
Exactly.
Everybody just
because
agreed.
Right, Mace. Right. So again, on that note, guys, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna take our first break because since I got y'all agreeing with me, I think it's best to go to break now. We're gonna take a quick break, right quick, and when we come back, we're gonna get into our topic: is racism going to be the end of America? You're listening to Enlightening the Mind. We'll be back with you guys in a brief moment.
Hi, everyone. We recognize that you have concerns about the disturbing times of today, recent examples being the global pandemic, COVID-19, the horrific explosion in Beirut, hurricanes like Isaias, Katrina of 2005, Irma and Harvey of 2017, Florence of 2018, the forest fires and earthquakes that burn and shake the West, protests for equality and justice, shortage of currency, and now the news of Singapore that would be making travelers wear electronic tags to enforce quarantine. All sounds familiar? Well, we're here to shed light on these topics and offer some understanding. Join Enlightening Minds Radio. Be sure to listen in weekly as we break through the dreadful issues that trouble our world today.
And we're having a pretty good discussion about race in America. And I want us to get serious here now and really delve into this. Is racism going to be the thing that destroys America? And my question coming into the panel before I get into what I want to say about it is, why is racism prevalent in this country? Why does the shade and tone of a person's skin dictate so much about that person that's going on? Why is there this dreaded hatred for a tone color in the crayon box? I want to go to you, Gemini. I want to start with you. I want to ask you this question here before I get into some of the reasons. What is racism? Why is it so prevalent, and why does it even exist? Like, what's your thoughts on that? Go ahead, Gemini.
To be honest with you, man, I don't think it's been prevalent since 1619. Okay, since the first group of slaves were even brought here. The only reason you are becoming more aware, or people are becoming more aware of it now that it exists, it's more prevalent or what have you, is because of technology. It's always been around. You know what? I got about 15 articles up on my screen right now that seems way more prevalent than racism themselves. And those articles are all about the silly-ass murders that we're having around this country, and not one article mentions any racism whatsoever. So, no, I don't think that would be the end of race of this country. I think the greed behind monetary system is going to be the end of this country. And just stupidity with the gun war that we have on a day-to-day basis is going to be the end of this country, not racism.
So you don't
and that's
think
just
racism,
my opinion.
So you don't think racism is going to be the end of that?
No. Has it ever destroyed this country? It's been around, I just told you, it's been around since 1619. Has it ever destroyed this country?
It was on the brink. If you go back to your Civil War, when the South and the North fought, which brought us to the Confederacy, where it was all fought about race, which had to do with money.
But you were talking about
the racism as a white American, right? Go ahead.
But you do know the Civil War, they say, was white brother against white brother, killing one another, the North killing the South. That wasn't going to destroy the country.
Fighting, they were fighting over their pet, though, as they called them. They were fighting over, hey, man, you ain't going to take my pet and do this with my pet. This is my pet. You ain't going to come mess with my pet. You're like, well, no, this ain't my pet. This is my pet,
that.
This and that. Go ahead.
Hey, but guess what you're seeing now. But you're seeing white protesters standing with the pets now, right? Protesting for the freedom of the pet.
But but if you really look at it, and we're going to get into it. Let me bring everybody else in, and I'll address your issue. Let me bring you in, Hefe. What is your thought? Is racism going to be the end of America, or as Gemini said, that's not the end of this country. This country is going to be brought down by something else. Go ahead. And what before you
yes.
say that, let me just add this to the equation. Rome was brought down by racism and greed and money as well. Go ahead, Hefe.
Yes, racism will be one of the key factors behind this country's demise. Get destroyed from within. Yes, it will. Now, this issue goes way beyond a tone and shade. The issues, the differences are far beyond that. The great Muhammad Ali, the late great Muhammad Ali said this, "We are the only living creatures on the planet that are going against nature. You don't see hyenas and lions living together, loving each other, all cuddled up. You don't see lizards and mosquitoes doing the same. You don't see hippopotamus and alligators doing the same thing. You don't see gazelles and cheetahs doing the same. No, we're the only ones who are trying to force ourselves to love each other and get along. My opinion, I don't know what God's ultimate say-so is, but my little ignorant, shallow opinion is we weren't meant to, as a whole, to love each other and get along. All Asians are not meant to love and get along with all blacks. All whites are not meant to get along and love all other races. It's going against nature. Our cultural differences are so strikingly different, and we have to respect that.
Blake, it sounds like you're telling us a love story or something. What's going on?
Because before I get in, I'm gonna get in and clean all this up. But let me hear your thoughts. You've been listening to a lot of stuff that's been hurting your ears, like it's been hurting mine. But you know, I want you to come in. And you know what? Before we even get started, I'm gonna apologize to you. I'm going to actually apologize that you had to hear this foolishness that just came out of their mouths. I apologize to you for hearing this foolishness. But let me ask you this question.
Muhammad Ali agrees with
you. Forget Muhammad Ali. What in your opinion? Is going to destroy America? Is racism going to destroy America? Yes and no. Let me hear your thoughts, honey. Go ahead.
You know, there's way too much racism right now. There's way too much of it. I see it every time you turn on the computer, or I ignore the TVs and the radios at this point. But there's so much, I think, distractions with the rioting and everything. People are killing their own people, and it's sad. You know, like Chris was saying, there's articles all up on the screen about people, the kids that are being killed, and because, and they're celebrating that they're killing little white boy because, you know, and that's sad. That's sad that the country has come to pick on little kids.
Is that, Stacey,
you know?
I got a very good point.
They are children. They don't deserve to be in this fight. They don't deserve to be raised in this environment. And people need to do something now because this is going to affect the generations coming. We've got to stop. The racism, yeah. I don't think it's as big with a lot of people that the racist people seem to think. I mean, I don't know if they're paranoid or what, but we got to stop hating and start loving everybody and fix this country because it's going to hell in a handbasket quick.
Terry, this thing is bigger. It's big like we think it is. It's big like it appears to be. I'm going to tell you why. Check this out, y'all. We keep focusing on just the black versus white racism. Do y'all know this reality? They are Vietnamese, they are Japanese and Chinese and Koreans. They cannot stand our black asses. Trust me. Those people are very prejudiced.
You guys want to worry about anything.
Japan love blacks.
One at a time.
Well, a lot
okay.
of Asians, not every single one, but a lot of the Asians. Not just black and white.
Let me say this. And so I want to get on Terry right quick. Because she used that code word again. She said that they're killing their own people or whatever. And then she said this little white boy got killed. Well, first of all, I know it hurts you to see that, but put yourself in the shoes of black people in the 40s, 30s, 20s, teens, when they were drug over here in this country to work for slaves, when the Jim Crow laws said, hey, we got to rape the black men so that they would understand their place, or when they took that little boy, Henry Tillman, And they beat him for allegedly whistling at a white woman. But you didn't say you shed a tear for them. You talked about some little silly-ass white boy who, by the way, 90% of your gunslingers, as I call them, or your homicidal murderers, they're the white guys. Now, I'm not sitting here saying, well, you know, black people don't do nothing because they're the stupidest criminals. Because they go out, you know, they just kill each other. But the thing about it is I don't want to sit here and start categorizing one person versus another person. I want to get to the root of the problem. And I'm asking you guys this simply, not what's going on. My thing is, why is there hate? And another question I want to ask you guys is, how come everybody white always tells black people that they need to stop hating? First of all, black people didn't start racism. The Indians taught white people how to live when they were dying. The Africans, when white people went over there to Africa, we didn't go to Europe and Rome. They came to us, and they said, how y'all build these pyramids? Why y'all got this gold? And then next thing they know, they was on a boat headed to America to build America like Egypt. But yet everybody says black people are racist. How does this happen? What kind of mindset of an idiot does this? Who thinks this right here? And then as soon as you attack them with the truth, they like, oh, man, y'all always got that racism stuff going on. Y'all racist. How can a person that's getting beat be held accountable for defending himself and hit you back when you hit him? Let me bring you in, Hefe. What's your thoughts on that? And we'll go from there because I definitely have a topic I want to get into. But again, I will say this. I hate racism. I think we all should get along. But if you're really looking at true racism is, it didn't start with the black community. We've always openly welcomed everybody in our communities. We didn't sit here and say, hey, you can't mix races. We didn't sit here and say, oh, man, what you looking at that white woman for? We didn't sit here and do that. We didn't sit here and make foolish laws to keep somebody else down, but yet they're the racist. Go ahead, Black Cafe.
That's the side of white folks. I know there's some good white folks in this world, and I appreciate the good ones. But in general, that's the side of white folks I can't
stand. Hold on, let me stop
that.
No, let me stop.
Jeff, kiss the flag. Jeff, black hefe, kiss the flag.
Let me stop you right there. Let's don't do that. You know what? Let's stand above them and their foolishness, man. Let's don't do that. Let's just don't say white folks. Because, see, every time, and somebody corrected me on this one day, something happened, and the first thing I say was they black? Was they white? How about they just, somebody stupid did something? That's why I purposely did not give you the ethnicity of the people in the stupid videos earlier. I could have told y'all, hey, this black guy, or hey, this white guy did this. No, I wanted to categorize them as a person. And I think the first thing to stop racism is to stop categorizing people of who's a black, who's a white person. Allegedly, we all human beings. I've never seen a yellow cat tell a black cat, I can't be with you because you're a black cat. Or I've never seen an orange and white striped cat tell a all-white cat, hey, I can't be with you because you're not an orange and striped cat. I never saw, you know, animals of the same species tell another species they can't be with them because of that. Okay? So I just want you to come back and say your statement. But let's don't sit here and say, watch it. Let's just say, hey, man.
Hey,
no,
I guarantee you, a black crow is not going to land on the ground and try to go after the chicken.
No. Hey, okay, here's my recant and rephrase version.
Yeah, but before you say that,
I hate when predators start screaming victim all of a sudden. I hate when predators all of a sudden are confused, don't know this, don't know that, don't know why this, don't know why that. Like you say, we were brought over here against our will. We were brutalized, raped, deceived, robbed, mutilated. You sodomized, you name it. We were every heinous thing that could be done to a human being, we endured it over and over and over, and still this day, still just in different forms.
Right.
So we have the right to complain, and I can't stand when those other folks act like they don't know why, or we shouldn't be bothered by it still because that was so many years ago. No. Just
I'm a little bit disturbed.
You know what?
I'm disturbed by your statement.
I really would like to. It took me a second to find it, but the guy's name. Do you know that the one of the main slaves, the indentured servants, they call them, Anthony Johnson, which I thought was interesting, Christopher. Anthony Johnson was a free Negro who owned a 250-acre farm in Virginia during 1650s, which five indentured servants under contract to him.
Kerry, interesting fact, but you can't use one lost Negro who should be on that island too as an example.
Well, you know what? All I got to say is that he was selling the Negroes as servants, and he was black. Don't keep blaming the white folks because it was the black guy that kept dealing the guys around.
Here, we can't use him as an example for the whole big picture. He's
but
a
you can't keep blaming the white people if it was a black guy that was selling the slaves. You
but
can't.
He was the ultimate sellout Negro. He's the ultimate.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but he was black.
Hello.
He was the largest of the 171 black slaveholders in South Carolina.
Can you say Negro one more time, please?
His name?
Can you say Negro? Can you say
Negro
one more time, please?
That's what it says in the article.
I'm done.
He owned 63 black slaves.
Oh my God. He bought up a Negro who owned a slave. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But the funny thing about this is, you know what, guys? Okay.
And that's the part that disturbed me about what Jeff was saying. Yeah, that's the part that disturbed me about what Jeff was saying. Actually, the point I was going to make kind of supports a little bit of what Mother Teresa just brought up, and that is this.
Well, hold on.
If black people are racist, we are racist against other black people, and for us being black.
That is a prime example of
what Mother Teresa just brought up. This black guy is selling his own people. This goes back to one of the points that Royale brought up a couple of shows ago. How can we, clean up our own house or tell somebody else keep their house clean and our house dirty? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Our house
dirty.
We killing each other in the streets. How can we mess with the white people when we killing each other in the streets?
This Negro, this Uncle Tom ass Negro here, Sambo, this Negro, well, I want to come on and say that, yes, I agree with Mother Teresa that, the one thing that a black is killing the black.
You just made this point a couple shows ago.
Damn, it sounded like me. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, let me bring up this article here. I want to get into this article here. Okay. First of all, she said Negro. Okay.
That's why she won't say Black Matters Lives. Black Lives Matter.
Okay. Let me say this, guys. I want to get into one last article before we go, and we're definitely about to close the show, but I do want to cover this article here. We're talking about racism. My whole thing, and someone I was talking to someone the other day, and they said the reason why racism is on the rise is because of Donald Trump, President Trump. And I said, well, how is that the case? And they say, well, if you look at how Trump is, he's trying to create a race war. And they sent me an article, and it says, Trump is furious over the military's ban on the Confederate flag, report says. The article goes on to say Donald Trump was allegedly furious of the Secretary of Defense Mark Esper's decision to ban the Confederate flag flown at U.S. military bases. The sources go on, and I'm going to paraphrase the article. It says, Trump says, it depends on who you're talking about. When you're talking about when people proudly had their Confederate flag, they're not talking about racism. They love their flag. It represents the South. They like the South. It says freedom of many things, but it's freedom of speech. Okay, my question is to you guys, we got to do this briefly because we're definitely going to go on, or maybe we'll bring this up for next show. My question to you guys is it okay to display the racist Confederate flag as a sign and show of freedom, but it's not okay to kneel as a sign and show of oppression? And that's where we have it mistaken. Just like Terry will come out and find the one Negro, the one Uncle Tom Negro, Uncle Ben, and Uncle Chris, who's going to sit there and want to own some Negroes for white folks, but they don't talk about all the other people that have been killed.
Stacey, I'm sorry, it's not one, but in 1830, there were 3,775 free black people who owned 12,740 black slaves. There was over almost 4,000 black people who owned 12,740 black slaves. Okay.
On that black,
you want to close the show? You want to close the show?
Yes.
Mother Teresa always wins. She been winning at the end of the show.
All right, Negro. Okay. I promise you, I'm like. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in about another week of this show. We definitely appreciate you guys tuning in. If you like our show, please tune in. We come on every Saturday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific. You're welcome to tune in and listen to us. We discuss topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. For my panel, I am your host, Stacey Royale. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll see you all next week. Have a blessed
rest of your week. Okay. All right. I'm going to get you, Mother Teresa. I promise you. I promise you. This is not over.
Never over.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you and the